Yes, you've heard me speak about it before, and guess what? You're going to hear me speak about it again, because I think that some of you, given some of your recent Facebook postings, yes, I'm watching, some of you need a little reminder. We all could use a reminder from time to time. My friends, inaction simply fuels our insecurities, whatever they are. So if you are going to live on assumption, why not choose one that is positive? Why not assume that you will succeed rather than fail? Because until you have made that attempt, it is simply speculation. Even if you have attempted something in the past and it did not turn out as you had hoped, it does not mean that you should give up. It does not mean that you should throw in the towel. Simply examine what you might have done more effectively and try it again. Give it another go. The worst thing that can happen is that you gain even greater clarity about your choice and how it might be modified or performed even more effectively. Here's my invitation for you. Today, I invite you to silence that judge that is in your head. You know, the one. Get that mental jury on your side by stretching into your full power, potential, and possibility. So, what is the step that you are not taking? Something came to mind. I know it. Rebel against the voices of inaction and move rigorously in the direction of your goals. There is no time better than the present. This is your moment. If this invitation has stirred up those criticisms in your head, then that's an even greater sign that you have some work to do. It is time to advocate for yourself rather than the insecurities that you have nurtured over and over again over the years. Surprise yourself. Go for it. Success or sabotage? Success is an act of courage. Shine the light in the dark place, and you will find that you are more skilled than you actually expected. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, what actions are you willing to take to make it so? Remember, doubt can only be removed by action. It was Goethe that said that, and he was right. Until next time, I am Mark Ward.
For more, visit AskMarkWard.com.